Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted.
All right, what's up, everybody? Good evening. It's 7 p.m. Thursday. It's already September 29th. You're listening to the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. And we're trying to do this thing here every Thursday. We're doing it every weeknight, right here on the Ron Kelly Show. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining me this afternoon, and I really appreciate you guys. And I'm sorry for. Yesterday, I just had the worst time. It was just totally off the grid. I mean, you try to start something where just nothing goes right? Well, that's what happened to me yesterday. And Facebook's not working that great either. But anyway, thanks so much for joining me, everybody. 7 p.m. It's Thursday. It's already September 29th, 2016. And it's almost time for Christmas already. It's time to start shopping. And already, October is – this weekend is October. And before you know it, it's going to be time to start shopping for those Christmas gifts. All right, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show. Heard here every night, 7 p.m. BlogTalkRadio.com. America's Net Radio Talk. Got a lot to talk about today, and I want to apologize to my people, my Facebook Live folks from yesterday. I mean, you ever have a day that things just don't go right? And it's segueing into today because I went to put my poster up that I hang up behind me, and it tore right in half. So the beat goes on. And I paid a lot of money for that, so now I got to figure out if I can get it back. So thanks, everybody. Appreciate you. All right, we've got a good show set up for you today. The phone number here is 646-668-2838, 646-668-2838. Of course, Facebook, you can go on my Facebook page, Ron Kelly Show. On Facebook and on Twitter, it's R. Kelly Show. And so you can go there and do that. Okay, thank you so much, everybody. Got a lot to talk about. It's Patterson, once again, 70 shootings in Patterson, New Jersey, where Ron Kelly Show originated from. We're doing it more of a national platform right now, but 70 shootings in the city of Patterson, where I used to live, actually. I lived in Patterson for 13 years. And, it's just got progressively worse and worse. And it doesn't matter who the mayor is. It doesn't matter who the police chief is. Patterson has just been getting worse and worse and worse. And to date, the 70th shooting actually took place yesterday, I believe. And it's just getting worse. We'll talk about that a little bit later on. And I want to hear from the folks who do live in Patterson. You can call the show, 646-668-2838. Or you can hit me up on Facebook, because right at the bottom of the page, there's a link there where you can say what you need to say. All right, thanks so much. And shout out to my nephew, Eddie Love Hate, world-renowned international DJ, who's really exploding on the DJ scene. My nephew, Eddie Love Hate. You can get in touch with him. I think you can hit him up on Facebook. I think he has the same handle, Eddie Love Hate on Facebook, on Twitter. I'm pretty sure, Eddie, if you're listening. I believe it's the same handle, Eddie Love Hate. That's my nephew. He's a DJ, and he's doing his thing right now, traveling the world, kicking it, laying down the tracks for the people. He's doing a bang up job. So, and if you want to holler at him, if you can't get to him, holler at me. I'll make sure he gets your message. My nephew, Eddie Love Hate. All right, everybody, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon. Got a lot going on here. Once again, 70 shootings in the city of Patterson. 70 shootings. I mean, what's going on in the black community? We'll talk about that. Also, I got a lot of show prep going on here. There's paperwork all over the place. I know everybody's talking about the New Jersey Transit train crash this morning. It was just outrageous. I mean, you know, because somebody, matter of fact, somebody had called me up and asked me, did I hear about it? Because most people know I'm a radio personality. They said, did you hear about the train crash in Hoboken? I said, no. And, you know, I linked up with 1010 Winds. And, wow, it's unbelievable. The train just rolled into the station. Now, this was the last stop on the, you know, the last stop, excuse me, for the train. The last stop, pardon me, I should have got some water or something. And, boom, the train ran into the bumper. And right up on the tracks, matter of fact, the train went up on the platform. Unfortunately, one person was killed who was standing there. One person was killed who was waiting for the train. He was killed by debris that fell because the train actually went up into the ceiling of the station and it was just a mess. I saw the video when I got home. I saw the video on CNN or whatever. Outrageous, just totally outrageous. I will talk about that. Also, we're talking about a little bit about Kaepernick, Colin Kaepernick, and how his protest is spreading, not just to the sports world, but to other people as well. We'll talk about that. And, of course, you know, we've got a lot going on with the police shootings. Had another shooting in El Cajon, California. We will definitely talk about that. And also, a lot of us wonder where the shoot to kill, why police officers trained to shoot to kill rather than shoot to wound. And I got some background on that. There was a Supreme Court case called Graham versus Connor it is the national standard. So most people think there's no national standard, but there is a national standard. Okay, yeah, DJ Eddie Love Hate, that's what it is. DJ Eddie Love Hate, you can get with him. That's my nephew. You know, he's DJ. I'm a radio personality. We got it going on. The bloodline is working. All right, it's about 10 minutes past the hour, everybody. And you can, thanks, Eddie. And you can, I thought he was here for a second. You know, I get it. You know, people come, they go, they come for a second, they go. I mean, everybody has a short attention span. Shout out to William McCrary, Chief McCrary from the St. Charlie Sheriff's Department. Man, did he put on a spooky, I want to say it's spooky, but it's such a real post that he made on Facebook today about end times. And I just wanted to mention that about end times and self-lovers of each other. Because on Facebook, I just want to talk about this for a second. You know, it goes with what he's saying. Like, in the end, people are going to be lovers of self, lovers of wealth, lovers of, you know, all kinds of stuff going on. You know, it's kind of spooky that, scary rather, or actually it should be shake up a little bit that things are going on in the world that, and I'm not going to sit here and preach now because I'm not a preacher, but it just, I may not never take another selfie again. But this radio, I'm doing this because I'm doing a radio show, so this ain't about self-love, even though I do love myself, but I don't love myself to the point where I can't love anybody else. All right, everybody, 11 minutes past the hour, it's the Ron Kelly Show. It's right here on blogtalkradio.com for the moment until we can get things going and get the show maybe 107.5 WBLS, who knows. We're going to work on that, and I'll announce what's going on. So once again, 646-668-2838, 668-2838. You can hit me up on Facebook because I didn't know that there was a way you can hit people up, or you can talk to somebody who's on video. I didn't know there was a way to do that. Anyway, so you know, there was a post I saw on LinkedIn, because I'm on LinkedIn too. I'm all over the place. LinkedIn, it's the Ron Kelly Show on LinkedIn. In case anybody out there is on LinkedIn, because most people kind of indigenize themselves to one particular thing, like Facebook. You know, Facebook's supposed to be like the ghetto, the ghetto social media. That's what Facebook is about. Because sometimes on LinkedIn, when you put something up there, they'll say, oh, I'll go back to Facebook. So that's kind of like a slant, like the Facebook, because we don't, you know, get Facebook. Anybody can be on Facebook. That's the sentiment. But We're talking about you know, let's start out with the police shootings now. And I'm going to ride this thing. I'm not going to, you know, and I, again, you know, I want to say, first of all, that there's a lot of police officers out there who are good guys. You know, I've met quite a few of them. I know quite a few of them. They are good people. They're not the enemy. It's just an element that, of people that are, that act that way. All right. And then to let you know, too, listening to the radio show, if you're listening on Facebook Live, you're not going to be able to hear the person calling. If there's a guest on the show, you're not going to be able to hear the guest either. But what you so what you probably have to do is, if you really like me, you can log on to the you can log on to the website, blogtalkradio.com/Ron Kelly Show, and you can hear everything there, because when I go to break, you can't hear anything, but commercials are being played during the break. But Facebook Live doesn't afford me that luxury. All right, everybody. So, you know, I've heard in the Keith Scott case that they're saying that there was a gun found at the scene. Now, we all know that in the self video that his wife provided, because his wife was there and she was recording this thing, and where her video ends, the angle where her video ends, you can see that there's a where the angle where video ends, you can see that there's a space where the video ends in the Keith Scott case, where his wife took the video. You can see at the end that there's where this video ends, right where the gun should be, there's no gun. Now there's a still photo of the still photo. I'm not sure who took it, but there's a still photo of the police with them. I guess the police, CSI, whatever, took a picture, and you can see that gun. But where the wife ends her video at the feet of her husband, you can't see no gun. So, but the report coming out where they're saying that he had a gun. Now, where do you think all this stuff came from? Where people, where they muddy the waters and they dirty the person. Where do you think all of this came from? This started with Rudy Giuliani, right? You know, poor, pathetic Rudy Giuliani, who's out there whoring for Donald Trump, you know, Rudy Giuliani. And this started out years ago. I'm going to pull it up right now. I didn't have time to before we got, you know, so we got, before I went on the air. But this happened and when Rudy Giuliani was the mayor of the city of New York. Now, this is a police involved shooting that goes back 16 years. Okay. And this man, Patrick Dorisman, there was a police shooting in 2000, March 16, 2000. He was a security guard. It was Patrick Dorisman. Now, he was a security guard and father of two children. He was killed by New York City police officers during the early morning of March 16, 2016. Now, the undercover police officer approached Patrick Dorisman and his friends. They were standing outside this cocktail lounge, and he asked him where he and his boys could purchase marijuana. Now, the police asked Patrick Dorisman where they can buy weed, in other words. So one of the officers shot Patrick Dorisman in the chest during a scuffle. Now, the officers claimed the scuffle began when Dorisman became angry after they propositioned, loudly declaring he was not Dorisman loudly declared to the police that he wasn't a drug dealer. I guess he said, get the F out of my face, whatever, I'm not a drug dealer. And the police say that he threw a punch at an officer, and with his friend, they began attacking the officer, and another officer came and they wound up shooting. They claimed Dorisman had a gun, and they grabbed the gun, and it caused it to discharge into Patrick Dorisman's chest. Now, this thing started, this muddy in the water, dirty in the victim. This thing started with Rudy Giuliani, because Rudy Giuliani was the mayor of New York City at the time, and he was in the midst of he was running for Senate. He's lost everything except for being the mayor. And what he did was he released Patrick Dorisman's juvenile record. Now, the man had no criminal record as an adult. So Rudy Giuliani, filthy, you know, dirty tactics. What Giuliani did was he released the man. He released the man's juvenile record. And that right there, it started the dirty in the water type of thing that's going on right now, where police officers, where what they do is they release information on people to dirty the water, you know, to make the, you know, to kind of justify the shooting that was wrong in the first place. So Rudy Giuliani started that, pathetic looking Rudy Giuliani, who's running around behind Trump like a little lap dog, and, you know, had the nerve to say that he wouldn't show up for the next debate. Really? I mean, give me a break. You know, who cares what you would do, Rudy? Because nobody, you're not irrelevant. Nobody cares about you. You know, so that's how it all got started with the, you know, with the money in the water. This is something that Rudy Giuliani created in the year 2000, 16 years ago, with the police shooting, one of the first significant police shootings, not the first, but a highly publicized police shooting, the shooting of security guard Patrick Dorismond. All right, it's about 20 minutes after the hour. We're going to take that first break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about more about the shootings. We'll talk about Kaepernick and what's going on with Kaepernick and how Kaepernick sit down is starting to spread. We'll talk about that. And we'll talk about a whole lot more when we come back. And like I said, you can't hear the commercials if you're on Facebook, which nobody is right now. But that's okay, because this is a radio show, not a television show. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll come right back with more. You're listening to The Ron Kelly Show, and it's on this is The Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com.
Your bathroom break. The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of The Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC. There was a need in talk radio, and one man will fill that need.
What kind of effectiveness is marching out of society today?
And you too can be a witness. The Ron Kelly Show on YourTalkRadio.com.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Your bathroom break is over.
Here we go!
Welcome back. Welcome.
Really?
Now I can know what I plan to do this morning.
To the Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, TheRonKellyShow.com.
All right. Yes, indeed. We're back. It's The Ron Kelly Show, and it's on Block Talk, BlockTalkRadio.com. It's America's Net Radio Talk. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining me. Shout out to my peeps in Patterson. Oh, my God. 70 shootings. 70 shootings in the city of Patterson, my former town, actually where The Ron Kelly Show originated. And the great city, I used to call it, of Patterson, New Jersey. And, man, 70 shootings. I'm like, are you serious? The 70th shooting taking place, I believe it was yesterday or last night, and they all happened in the same area, in the 4th Ward of the great city of Patterson. Shout out to Councilwoman Ruby Cotton. I know she's doing the best she can, but, man, the 4th Ward is it's like Vietnam over there. And that's where most of the shootings take place. So 70 shootings. Now, I live in Patterson. I lived in Patterson for 13 years. I lived on 14th Avenue. I lived on 16th Avenue and Straight Street. You know, I even owned property there at one time. I lived up on Crosby Avenue in the city of Patterson. And, man, I mean, 70 people is like unbelievable what's going on in the black community, not just in Patterson, New Jersey, but all over the place. Chicago has like 1,000 murders this year already, 1,000 shootings already. It's just unbelievable, like the carnage, you know, for lack of a better word, that's taking place in the black community right now today. And it's so scary. And, you know, and you got the police. And now I gotta tell you, man, I'm a police supporter. I'll say it. You don't, you like me, you don't like me, I don't care. love me or hate me, but listen to me. But the police, you know, you have the police to worry about. You have other black people to worry about. And I watched that carjacking documentary on Vice, on the Vice channel with the brother from The Wire. And can't think of his name right now. And Cat Dudes was like, yo, look, you don't get out the car, I'm going to kill you. I mean, I'm talking about black men who are out there taking cars. And the excuse for why they're carjacking instead of just stealing a car off the street is that the police, that the car companies have made the cars so sophisticated right now. You can't just go in there with a screwdriver and stick it and just stick a screwdriver in the ignition and pop the ignition. You can't do that no more. You can't even steal a radio out of a car because you don't even know what a radio is. Now, I just bought a brand new truck, and I've had some late model vehicles the last decade or so, and you can't even tell what a radio is. You don't know what kind of radio it is. You can't tell where the radio is. So, and they talked about that, how that's why they steal cars from people while they're in them, because it's easy to take a car when the person is in it. All you got to do is just make them get out and get in. But what struck me was the violence that these brothers, I mean, these are black men. If, you know, check out the Vice channel. And they had a documentary on, carjacking. And these dudes were serious. I'm like, whoa, you know, these cats are serious. They were like, look, if you don't get out the car, I got to kill you. Kill me? For my car? I mean, are you serious? And this is what's going on. So you got to worry about that. And then when I go to work, I go to work at 3. I have to punch in or whatever at 3 o'clock, put my finger on the thing. You know, and that's how they do now. You got to put your finger, you know. Nobody else can punch you in no more. Remember how back in the day you get somebody to punch you in? Now you got to put your fingers, DNA, fingerprint, thumbprint, whatever. When I go to work, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm sorry. When I go to work in the morning, I think in the back of my mind, like, please don't let me get stopped. I want to be the next person. I don't want nobody tearing up the town because of me. I don't want to get pulled over because of course I know a lot of brothers and some black police officers are frightened when they go out in the street because it happens to them too, you know? So, I talked a little bit earlier about Rudy Giuliani. Rudy was a pitiful, babbling idiot. Has a nerve to, you know, he's campaigning with Trump, and he's got the nerve to be talking about family values. This man cheated on his wife with some floozy, and then turned around and married the chick, you know, his wife, Donna Hanover, who's a judge on Law & Order. And he cheated on her. And then he left his wife and married somebody else. He has the nerve to be talking about what Bill Clinton did, et cetera, et cetera. Rudy, you got no business talking about nobody else with your filthy behind and the things you've done. All right, it's almost 5:30 the show, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on weeknight right here at 7 p.m. on blogtalkradio.com. And, you know, we're going to keep at this. I have a proclamation from the city of Patterson hanging on my wall that I've had since 2004. So this show has been around for a while, but it's hard to, I probably could be out further along if I wasn't working, you know, but hey, I got to eat. So thank God I'm just not a starving artist. Anyway, the phone number here is 646-668-2838, 646-668-2838. And at the bottom of the page, at the bottom of the video you're seeing right now with my handsome face, there you can text, you can say whatever you want to say, or you can go to my Twitter feed. I'm looking at it right now, my Twitter. It's R. Kelly Show, and on Facebook it's the Ron Kelly Show. All right, so this police shooting thing, and this let me talk about Kaepernick for a second. Now, this Kaepernick thing is spreading now, and not just to other football players and other football teams, but now the members of the city council of the city of New York, there were 8 people. There's about 60-something council people in New York because it's such a big place. But there's about 8 people who, when they did the Pledge of Allegiance, so they do the Pledge of Allegiance to open every council meeting. There were some council people that sat down. Now, you're not going to find that in a lot of the places. There's some council meet members who sat down, who did not stand up for the who did not stand up for the Pledge of Allegiance. So this thing is spreading just not to people outside of sports. Now, and the other thing, too, is that there's a move, a movement going on. It's not a big movement, but there's a movement going on to use black banks, you know, City National and some of these other banks. You know, there's a movement to use these banks. Now, you know, my thing is this. Now, the white banks, the big banks, Chase, and well, not Wells Fargo, so I'll never go near them. But that's the caveat that some things can happen to your money. But, you know, you have to – my position is this. And white banks have a lot more independence, a lot more stuff, you know what I'm saying, than black banks. Because white banks have all the money. They have billions and billions and billions of dollars. There's not one black bank in the United States of America that has more than – that even has $1 billion worth of assets. Not one. Not one black bank has $1 billion worth of assets. Not one. Even the biggest one. So black folks are not using black banks. Now, me, myself personally, you know, I like Chase, you know, and I like the convenience of transferring money with my phone and, you know, if you call them up, if something goes wrong, they give you the money right away. They don't ask any questions. They give you the money first. They ask questions later, you know. And I never get charged for anything because I have a direct deposit account. So I never get charged for nothing else. You know, I use an outside ATM. They charge you like $2. But other than that, they have a lot of good things going on with the white banks because they have the money. You know, but black banks don't have that kind of that kind of firepower where they can have these high-tech apps like Chase does or Bank of America. They got these high-tech stuff that really makes – I mean, I haven't been to the bank in – forget, I mean, years. The only time you have to go to the bank is when I need to transfer money from IRA or something like that. That's one thing where you have to be there because they got to do paperwork because it's a government thing. But other than that, you don't have to. So, but there is a move going on for black people to use black banks. Now, me personally, I think I'm going to stick with the one I have, you know, unless there's a black bank that has all the bells and whistles that some of these other banks do. That's a different story because there's no minimum amount you have to have. Like, I bank with Chase, and there's no minimum amount. They don't charge you for – I've never paid for my account ever. You know, they don't charge you for anything. And if I don't have enough money in my account, based on my history with the bank, if that should happen, which it doesn't, but if that should happen, they cover it, even without that guarantee or links to other accounts, even without that. So I don't know. I mean, you know, there are some. If we had the unity in our community, we could be doing a lot better. We can be doing a hell of a lot better if we had the unity. But we just don't have the unity, man. There should be a zillion people listening to this show, but I only see one. So, I mean, that's all well and good, but this is a radio show. It's not a television show, so I can't pay attention to that. I have to do what I have to do, regardless of who's out there watching. You know, hell, I've been married and my wife didn't support me, so I can't expect a whole lot of support from anybody else. But, you know, the show's number. Okay, Mark. Thanks, Mark. Slow down when I mention the number. Yeah, I've been told that a lot of times. Okay, it's 646-668-2838. 646-668-2838. Now, my listening audience, which there are people across America who listen to the Ron Kelly Show, thank you so much. My show is popular in white areas, and I don't understand that. I mean, I'm a black person and I advocate for my people, for black people. But my show is more popular in white areas than it is in black. It's much more, I mean, it's a kind of a mix, but it's incrementally more popular in white communities than it is in black communities, my show, which is, you know, and hey, it's Oprah, you know, you got to do the Oprah thing. You got to get the white folks in there too, you know? You know, I mean, Steve, I love Steve. Steve Harvey is the man. I got mad respect for him, but I want everybody to listen to my show. I don't want just black people to listen to my show. And I don't want to sound like Tommy Hilfiger. You know, I want everybody to listen to my show. See, because white people need to listen to black radio. White people need to listen to black radio because then they'll learn a little bit more about us. Then they'll learn maybe that we're not, you know, what they think we are. So they should engage themselves in black radio. And there are, I get emails from white people who tell me, hey, listen, thank you for, you know, for because I don't advocate for white people, but I get emails from them and they say, listen, thank you for educating me on, you know, on the black experience and what black people, you know, are really about. Because there's a lot of people who just think we're ignorant. They watch The Wire and, you know, these shows and, you know, they think we all be bears or some, you know, and they, a lot of them just think we're ignorant from what they watch on TV. But, you know, white people do email me and they do, you know, call the show sometimes and let me know, hey, I appreciate you educating us on what, you know, on the black experience in America. So thank you for that. All right. Shout out to them. And yeah, I was talking a little bit about Patterson. You know, used to be my, I used to live there, and this is where the show started, actually, William Patterson University, just up the hill from Patterson in Wayne. And 70 shootings, 70. And Patterson is not like a big place, you know. It's 8 square miles, something like that, and, you know, 150,000 people. 70 shootings, 70 shootings. I'm like, what are you serious? Chicago, L.A., New York, Dallas, St. Louis. I mean, 16,000, 17,000 murders in this country a year. Just unbelievable. Just unbelievable. Where is it going to end? You know? But yeah, so there was a report out. I got so much show prep here, it's ridiculous. I got more than what I need, and that's a good thing, to always have more than what you need. You know, we get all bent out of shape, right? When some white person says something out of pocket, we get crazy when a white person does something, right? Now, here's a white lady, her bucket list. This is a teacher from North Carolina. This was on the news. Okay, fine, Mark, but okay, now anybody who wants to call into the radio show, now you can call and you can talk to me, but Facebook people are not going to hear you because I don't have the show tied into Facebook. I mean, I'll figure out something. You know, I get some technical people in here to figure it out. But if you can call the show, but to Facebook, but you know, I'll have to relay what you say on my Facebook feed or Periscope or whatever that I might be on. But yeah, you can call the show. Anybody who wants to call the show can call the show, but nobody on Facebook is going to hear you. But I can relay your question to them. All right. So here's a teacher from North Carolina. I got show prep. There's paperwork all over the place. I always overdo it because I want to make sure I have something to talk about that's relevant to our people. And here's a teacher, North Carolina teacher, that says, if I had 10, her bucket list, so to speak, 10 days to live, she would kill black people. Cynthia Ramsey, she's a math teacher at North Carolina's Camden County High School, was suspended with pay now, with pay, after allegedly making an extremely racist remark in front of multiple students. She conveyed to me that, well, this is what the mother, Kimberly Ashcraft, told WAVY TV, Wavy TV, down there in North Carolina. I'm familiar with them. She conveyed, she told her mother, the young girl told her mother that the teacher, Ms. Ramsey, indicated that if she had 10 days to live, that she would kill all black people. Now, the woman says she was completely shocked, and she asked her again, are you sure that was what you heard? And she says she couldn't. She goes on to say she could not have imagined the teacher saying that. Now, the teacher, Cynthia Ramsey, was suspended, but she was allowed to return to the classroom in a couple of days. Now, how? Why? The mother goes on to say she was very disappointed to hear that the teacher was back in the classroom so soon. Now, she said she had thought she had to come forward because the teacher was not only a threat to the black children at the school, but to black people in the community. Now, this person was not suspended, but she went back to school, in other words. So, you and what the lady, one of Trump's surrogates spoke the other day about black people. So you can't be surprised at this stuff. You can't be surprised at what white people say. And we all, oh my God, oh, that's wrong. You know, these people, they would say a lot worse if they weren't on TV, you know. All right, we got a phone call from 973 area code. Ron Kelly Show, what's up? How are you?
Hey, Ron, this is Mark. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, my brother? You know, I could always depend on you, man. You know, you've been a good friend and supporter, my brother. You know, even though you don't talk to
me. I'm sorry I took so long, man. But I've been meaning to call you, man. And I'm enjoying the topic that you're talking about. You're covering so much, man. But to start
yeah, I just
off
get
with,
so hyped, man. That's why I talk so fast. I get so hyped when I'm on the radio.
Yeah, but to start off with, you're absolutely right. We're not making a stink of it when we're killing each other. Where is the marches? Where is the media? And, you know, where is the unity? Where is people, you know, raising hell when, like you said, we had 70 shootings in Patterson. Now, where is the hell raising about that? But when a cop, whether a white or black cop kills us, there's a whole bunch of hell raising. But when we're killing each other, there's no hell raising. And, you know, and another thing, just lost my train of thought. But,
no, but you're right, Sean. You're right. No, you're right. I just want to say you're right. While you gain your train of thought back, you're right that, you know, we had 70 shootings in Patterson. And that's just in Patterson now. We're not talking about nationwide. We're just talking about the city of Patterson, New Jersey.
Right.
Where there's a lot of people. 70 shootings. I'm like, that's. And you still live in Patterson, right?
Mm hmm.
Yeah, and there's a lot of folks who listen to the program who live in Patterson. And, yeah, 70 shootings. But, you know, the last time anybody reacted to a shooting in Patterson was with the little girl, Nazira Bug. That was the last
right.
time. Everybody ran down to City Hall and, you know, they want to name
Oh, I know what my next comment was. My next comment was, you have these police detectives who's working on the force 35, 40 years, and they're not getting no suspects. And they only excuse is when we're killing each other, there's no suspects in custody. That seems to be a theme. I mean, I can start printing some T-shirts and make some money because that's their excuse all the time. But if a white person comes in our community, like a couple of years ago, this white kid graduated from this high school in Wayne, and he came down here allegedly trying to buy a gun. Now, within a few hours, they found a suspect in the camera on the street was fuzzy. You couldn't even really identify the person that they were talking about. But he was captured within a few hours. But, you know, with all of these shootings in Patterson and Chicago and everywhere else, there's hundreds of thousands of black young men dead, and there's no suspects in custody.
Yeah, that's right, Mark. That's right. No, I was going to say that Mark's right. You know, we're being joined by Mark from the great city of Patterson, New Jersey, and he's saying that as police detectives have been on the job for years, they can't find, you know, when it's black on black. So what you're saying, in other words, Mark, that when it's black on black, where a black person kills another black person, there's a they kind of have a lackadaisical type of attitude toward that as opposed to someone white from Wings. I remember that. The kid had just graduated from high school, and he got jacked. I think they stole his car, too, and they shot him.
Mm-hmm.
And they moved
kid,
on
mm-hmm.
that pretty quick. They moved on mm-hmm. that fast. You know, but
right.
see, but white folks from Upper County, Up County, Passaic County, you know, up there in Wayne and Pequannock and these places, Pompton Lakes, they've been coming down to Patterson for years and copping and
mm-hmm.
buying
mm-hmm.
drugs. Patterson
right.
is like the, you know, Patterson is like the one-stop shopping for drugs. And they
exactly.
come down here and they get caught out there. And this kid, you know, unfortunately got caught out there and he got killed. But,
mm-hmm.
But you're right. That, Mark, I kind of think that they do. I think they do kind of. I mean, it might look like they're slacking, but I think they want to catch person and put him in jail. It was a black person. I think they want to catch him. In my opinion.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you go across like you're talking about, you're saying these black urban cities in general. You're not just talking about one particular town, and I understand. You know, we are having a general conversation regarding the urban communities, and
right.
This is the situation every day. I mean, they have unsolved. You have homicide detectives with unsolved murders for more than 2-3 decades, and they retire and get plaques and for what? You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right.
When you have all of these killers on the loose.
Yeah,
and these are the communities they serve. They don't serve where they live. A lot of these cops don't even live in Patterson. But they work in Patterson, and they're not solving any murders in Patterson unless it's something like with the two young ladies where the town raised hell and they had no choice but to. Like, when it comes to other communities, you best invent a suspect, and you got 2 hours to get them. You know what I mean? They make demands. With other ethnic groups, but with our people, you know, we want to pray, and don't want to go out there and help them get these people or snitching or whatever the case may be. But more importantly, you know, we definitely police. I'm not saying I'm against the cops, you know, because like you said, without cops, we would be in some serious trouble.
Yeah, we'd be in deep doo-doo if we didn't have cops around.
We need law and order. I agree.
Absolutely,
you know.
We do. And I support police because I know some cops, some good police officers.
Yeah,
I know a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have some friends, too, who are police officers. And they're good people, so I can't sit back and, you know, I can't subscribe to that nonsense that all cops are bad because they're not.
Right.
But there's
no.
Bad in everything. There's bad doctors, bad judges, bad lawyers.
Exactly.
You know, and unfortunately, it's bad police officers. I gotta take a break, Mark. Thanks for calling, man.
Give me a holler whenever you get a chance.
Oh, you know, absolutely. Definitely. I'll do that. Thank you, brother.
All right, man. One love.
All right. Take care. Thank you, brother. Love you
too,
man.
All right.
All right.
Peace.
Thank you, sir. All right. We'll take a break, everybody. We'll come right back with more. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com.
We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bars. How many treats in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the row.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting to the world.
Hello.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
Still, that a black man with a gun is a criminal.
With the topics you need.
Marching might have been good for back in the day, but what kind of effect is marching having for society today?
Ron Kelly.
Black males 18 to 24 years old have the highest homicide offender.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted.
Broadcasting to the world.
If you hadn't heard Ron Kelly, this is what you could be missing.
That's right. From Bill Clinton running around trying to impugn somebody else's integrity. Can you say Martha Lewinsky?
Just because white folks are voting for Barack Obama don't mean that we have overcome.
White people are in control of everything. You know,
it's the NBA. Who's in charge of the NBA? Who's in control of the NBA?
The people who own the team.
The Ron Kelly Show. Your bathroom break is over.
Here we go!
Welcome back.
Welcome. Really?
Now I can do what I planned to do this morning.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, TheRonKellyShow.com.
Alrighty then. The Ron Kelly Show is presented to you by BurkettPromotions.com. Go to BurkettPromotions.com for all your promotional needs. Keychains, travel bags, pencils, pens, whatever it is you need. Jeremiah Burkett can do it for you. And you know what? Everything is made in America, right here in the good old USA. Well made, good materials and something that to last way beyond the event. So go to BirkettPromotions.com. That's B-I-R-K-E-T-T Promotions.com and tell them you heard it right here on the Ron Kelly Show. All right, it's about 13 minutes before the hour, folks. Thursday night in the city. And you're listening to the Ron Kelly Show where, you know, we do it weeknights now. Weeknights from 7 to 8 p.m. right here on blogtalkradio.com. Thank you so much to everybody, all the people who listen to the program. Because I go back after the show and I listen to the podcast. I see the podcast numbers and the live numbers. And more people do listen to the podcast than they do to the actual program. But I want to thank everybody because the numbers are, like, way up there. We're way up there, and I got to build them back up because I've been up there for a while. But I want to thank all those people who took part in the Ron Kelly Show and helping me to see my way clear to some of the things that I want to do. All right, 646-668-2838, 646-668-2838. I know I talk kind of fast because I get so excited because I really actually love being on the radio. It's a beautiful thing. Thank you, Mark. For calling in. All right, everybody. There's a lot going on. The election is in 40 days, something like that, because October begins in a couple days, and then it's November. And, you know, this election is, like, mad important. I wonder what Shavonda Sumter is going to do, because I understand she's supposed to be running for governor, but now I'm hearing she might be a lieutenant governor. She'll be running with this guy Murphy, so who knows? Maybe I'll holler at her and see what she's up to. And so this election is, like, really important because I can't even imagine why anybody would want Donald Trump as the president. I respect you. It's America, and you're free to choose who you want. Donald Trump beat back the 16 other people who were running for president. Which it would have been Cruz if it wasn't Trump. It definitely would have been Cruz. Cruz would have been the man. I know he must have a severe, profound hatred for Donald Trump. Donald Trump, who isn't even a politician, who somehow or another, you know, it just goes to show the temperament, you know, the landscape of America right now today. And people are tired of the status quo. People are tired. You know, I'm not that tired, though, not to have Trump as president. I mean, can you imagine President Obama and all presidents? Anytime a president goes somewhere, there's somebody who follows behind him with the football, right? They call it the football. Football is the portable unit that goes anywhere the president goes with the nuclear code. So wherever the president might be, he can launch a nuclear war from wherever he is. And they call it football. And Vice President Biden talked about it, about Bush. I mean, about, you know, can you imagine Trump having a football? And I can't imagine Trump having a football. Because, you know, because the temperament, right, the temperament that he shows is just, you know, scary. He gets mad at everything. You can't say anything to him. And it's just scary. It's very scary. I mean, can you imagine, like, back during the Cuban Missile Crisis, when America was on a brink of nuclear war with Russia, because at one time in the 60s, Russia was trying to put missiles on Cuba, on Cuban soil. Cuba is only 90 miles away, rather, from the United States coastline. Back in the 60s, Nikita Khrushchev was the prime minister or the president of Russia, and they were trying to put missiles in Cuba, and we just couldn't let that happen. We could not let that happen. We could not have missiles 90 miles away from us, nuclear missiles, because Russia could have struck us at any time and we wouldn't have had time to respond. So what President Kennedy did was he put a blockade around Cuba and just, look, you're not putting nothing here because it's too close to our, you know, to our coastline. And so it was back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And this was a very, very dangerous situation that we had going on with the Cuban Missile Crisis. Very, very dangerous. And because it could have went sideways at any time. Just thank God that we had a president who had the temperament to keep his cool and to, you know, and to talk this thing down. So finally, the Russians turned around and went back home. But thank God we had President Kennedy at the time to stop what Russia was going to do, and to do it with a temperament, you know. Can you imagine Trump in the same position? Oh my God, it'd be war. It would be war. Because Trump is, you know, he just doesn't have some of the things he said. And, you know, can you imagine if Obama had said anything like that? Can you imagine if Obama had been married 3 times and had babies from 3 different women? I mean, can you imagine what they'd be saying about Obama? You know? I mean, Trump, you know, Ivanka, he married Ivanka, had 3 kids from her, boom, dumped her after she got a little few wrinkles. And Ivanka Trump was the person who actually got Trump to where he is today. Because no man gets where Trump is without a good wife. Mark Cuban, we never hear nothing about his wife, but I'm sure that she was, you know, anybody who's successful has a woman behind him backing him up. Every good man, every successful man has a good woman behind him, you know. So Ivanka Trump, who got Trump on his way, who smiled at the dinner parties and held her ground, she got a few wrinkles, dumped her for Marla Maples, some floozy. He dumped Ivanka Trump for Marla Maples, some floozy. I guess he met in a strip bar or something. That's what she looked like. Had a kid from her, Tiffany Trump. And then he dumped her. And then he married Melania Knaus, who was Melania Trump, had a baby with her, Barron. So Trump has babies from everybody. Can you imagine if Obama did that? Imagine if Obama had 3 baby mamas. It would be crazy. Imagine if Obama had 3 baby mamas like Trump has. So everybody better get it together. This election is very important. And while I'm not the biggest fan of Hillary Clinton either, but she's a better alternative than Trump. She's been a senator. She's been the first lady. She lived in the White House for 8 years. She's been a senator. She was the Secretary of State. And we can't have Trump running this country. We can't have it. You know, he's a racist. He has racial tendencies. He's, you know, he's bigoted. He says what he feels like saying. You can't do that when talking to foreign leaders. You can't do that. Because a lot of them got the same stuff we have. So you can't go over there talking crap because they'd be like, look, not what you got. You know, there's no winners. Everybody loses if there's a war. So I suggest to everybody, I mean, I'm not an advocate for Hillary Clinton, but I would suggest to everybody, look, vote for Hillary. Don't let Trump get in there. I'm not the biggest Hillary fan, but I would rather see Hillary in there than Trump. At least she has some experience. Trump has no experience. And he's going to get us all killed if he gets in there. So everybody, do take your time out. Go vote for, vote for independent candidate. Vote for libertarian. Vote for the Green Party. Vote for anybody except for Trump. You know, everybody, it's about 5 minutes left to the program. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on BlogTalkRadio.com every weeknight. We just started this now. Every weeknight, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. right here on BlogTalkRadio.com. It's America's Net Radio Talk. Thank you, everybody who to the program all across the United States. And shout out to my people in Patterson, where the show originated, and I still have a handful of listeners in the city of Patterson. Most of the people who listen to the show live in other parts of the country, but that's fine too. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't, you know. If only the people I knew listened to the show, I wouldn't have a show. So to the people who I don't know, who identify with me, who listen to my program, email me, who hit me up on Twitter, Facebook, text message, well, not text messages, but the people who email me, etc. I really appreciate you guys for indulging me and listening to my program. Condolences to the woman who was killed in the Hoboken train accident today. You know, speaking of that accident, there's something called PTC, positive train control, that they could have used to stop that train. Positive train control. You had the train run off the tracks in the Bronx a couple of years ago, last year, year before last, where a bunch of people got killed. The guy was doing 150 miles an hour, going around a curve only designed for 30 miles an hour. And they have what they call positive train control. So that, the question has been asked today, why aren't there 2 people in the locomotive? Why aren't there 2 people there in case one person is in there and falls out? Which is a good question, because you got hundreds of people people, hundreds of people on that train, hundreds of people in the station. And we don't know what happened to the conductor, not the conductor. We don't know what happened to the guy who was driving the train. But he, evidently, he must have had some kind of episode, either a medical episode or whatever, to run that train into that station, which the station was, like, destroyed. So anybody who uses the Hoboken train, you can forget it for the next year or so until they repair that station and find out what happened. Because, you know what, the first thing I thought when this happened, first thing I thought was ISIS. That's what I'm like, oh, it's ISIS. And that's what was on the minds of many people. It, a lot of folks that they talked to, who they interviewed outside the station, they all said the same thing too. Oh, it must be ISIS, you know, because ISIS is a real threat to this country, you know. So don't, you know, if you see something, say something is true. I mean, if you see a paper bag on the ground, don't call Homeland Security because it's a paper bag that you didn't drop there. But I mean, when you see something, say something. Be, you know. Let it be something. I'll just be calling for nothing, you know. But, condolences to the woman, family of the woman who died, 108 people injured. So the numbers are fluctuating. I heard 80, I heard 90, I heard 100. So the numbers are fluctuating. But, yeah, they have a positive train control that could have prevented that, or they should have had another person in there with the engineer. There should be two people, not just one. And, the thing about the positive train control, that's a system that stops the train if the driver passes out or whatever. The thing about that is that they gave an extension and they don't have to put them in actually until 2018. So what do we do for the next 2 years? You know, trains are going to be crashing for the next 2 years. They need to do that right now. We either put somebody else in that engineer's box right now. We can't be worried about the money, what it's going to cost, put another person in there. Put that other person in there because this train accident and many of the ones that do take place could have been prevented if they would have had the right equipment in that train. All right, everybody, it's about 54 minutes left to the seconds, rather, left to the program. Thank everybody for listening. Thanks to my listeners all across the United States of America who are going to put this show on the map. And I do have some announcement I'm going to make. I'm waiting. I don't want to say anything. I don't want to jinx myself. So we do have some stuff, some big things going on. And you may look up and see me in one of those billboards on Route 80. But I don't want to say anything just yet. We'll let you know what's going on. And I want to thank everybody who supported me over the years. Thank you all. Thank you, Mark, for calling in. Thanks to my listeners all across the country who regularly listen to Ron Kelly's show. The word is out every weeknight at 7 p.m. I'm doing my thing here, and I hope you all do it with me too. All right, so until tomorrow, everybody, have a great evening. Take care of yourselves and be safe out there. Talk to you tomorrow.